Hello there, it's Monday and it's the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 446. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. How are you? The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long, although today will probably be a bit shorter. Our chapter, 1 Chronicles 5, is itself fairly short, covering the descendants of Reuben, and the next chapter, which we'll read on episode 448, is pretty long. If we read them both today, this episode would be very long indeed. We'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible. Let's begin. 1 Chronicles chapter 5. Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, for he was the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that he is not enrolled in the genealogy according to the birthright. Though Judah prevailed over his brothers, and from him came the leader, yet the birthright belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanok and Paliu, Hezron and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimei his son, Micah his son, Reaiah his son, Baal his son, Beera his son, whom Tiglath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, carried away into exile. He was leader of the Reubenites. His kinsmen by their families, in the genealogy of their generations, were Jael the chief, then Zechariah and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel, who lived in Aroer, even Nebo and Baal-Meon. To the east he settled as far as the entrance of the wilderness from the river Euphrates, because their cattle had increased in the land of Gilead. In the days of Saul they made war with the Hagrites, who fell by their hand, so that they occupied their tents throughout all the land east of Gilead. Now the sons of Gad lived opposite them in the land of Bashan, as far as Salica. Joel was the chief, and Shapham the second, then Janai and Shaphat in Bashan. Their kinsmen of their father's households were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Ziah, and Eber. 7. These were the sons of Abihail, the son of Hurai, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, was head of their father's households. They lived in Gilead, in Bashan and in its towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon, as far as their borders. All of these were enrolled in the genealogies in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, consisting of valiant men, men who bore shield and sword and shot with bow and were skillful in battle, were 44,760 who went to war. They made war against the Hagrites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. They were helped against them, and the Hagrites and all who were with them were given into their hand. For they cried out to God in the battle, and he answered their prayers because they trusted in him. They took away their cattle, their 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 men. For many fell slain because the war was of God, and they settled in their place until the exile. Now the sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. From Bashan to Baal Hermon and Senir and Mount Hermon, they were numerous. These were the heads of their father's households, even Epher, Ishi, Eliel, Azrael, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel, mighty men of valor, famous men, heads of their father's households. But they acted treacherously against the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the peoples of the land, whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, even the spirit of Tiglath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, and he carried them away into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Halah, Habor, Hara, and to the river of Gozan to this day. May God bless the reading of his word. Let's look at the last three verses of the chapter, verses 23 through 26. Verse 23 says, "Now the sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land, from Bashan to Baal Hermon, and Senir and Mount Hermon, they were numerous." So God had prospered them, and he gave them a large amount of land. It was beautiful land. But listen again to verse 25. It says, "But they acted treacherously against the God of their fathers, and played the harlot after the gods of the peoples of the land whom God had destroyed before them." So then what happened? Verse 26 tells us that the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, even the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, son of Assyria, and he carried them away into exile, namely the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, and brought them to Hala, Habor, Hara, and to the river of Gozan to this day. There's a classic old movie from 1954 with a young Marlon Brando playing a boxer. The title of the film is On the Waterfront, and this scene has one of the most well-known lines of Hollywood history. Let's listen.
"You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am. Let's face it."
I'm reminded of this scene when I read the fate of these tribes. They could have been somebody, but because of their unfaithfulness to the God of Israel, everything was taken away and they were taken into captivity. So much has been given to the followers of Jesus. Not only have we received the gift of eternal life, but we have been grafted into the family. We have become the sons and daughters of God. However, some believers forsake their inheritance and voluntarily forfeit the rich relationship they could have with God. Addiction to pornography, drugs, alcohol, gambling, and what have you are not unheard of in the Christian community. It's tragic, but it's true. And what's so tragic is that Jesus came to set us free from bondage. Yet some choose to surrender themselves, just like the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh chose to turn from God. It doesn't have to be that way, brothers and sisters. If you find yourself in bondage of any kind, you can be free. If you need help, ask your pastor or another trusted friend, or write to me. I'll do everything in my power to get help to you. You don't have to settle. You can be free. It's part of your birthright as a child of God. Now listen, if you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 446.lifespringmedia.com. You can tweet me at @_SteveWebb_, and I'd invite you to come on over to the Facebook page. Just search for Lifespring Media. This show's brought to you by me and the listener known as My Friendly Editor and other good folks that support the show. You can too. If you're receiving value from this podcast, I'd encourage you to go to support.lifespringmedia.com and find out how you can help out too. Tomorrow we're back in the book of Mark. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.